Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Faith Focused Spanish Blog Show with your host, Faith Lane.
Oh, my God, guys. Let me tell you how I really thought I was on here talking. I was on mute. But anyway, 8 reasons why getting started is so critical, guys. You know, this is our final segment on the 8 reasons why to get started is critical. I spoke about 2 different reasons each day. So this is the final day, subject 7 to 8. But one of the things I want to say, guys, a lot of times we have goals and dreams that we're trying to achieve. And a lot of times most people just sit there and think about it, okay? They don't even write it down. They just think about it. Thinking about it is not going to get us anywhere. So the goal is to help you. This segment is to help you get started and get going and keep going, if that makes sense, okay? So one of the things is if you don't get started, nothing actually is going to happen, right? Just the thought of getting started, but you don't do anything, you're not going to have any results. So the key is to get started doing something, right, towards your goals, whatever the goal is, okay? And then once you get started, just keep, you know, get momentum and keep going, right? But you got to get started. And I know getting started is really the challenge, right? Because a lot of times, you know, talking to people, they say, I need to learn everything. I need to learn it all before I even get started. Well, again, like I mentioned before, one of my old mentors, you're going to hear me say this a lot on my show. One of my old mentors always told me that it takes 10 years for you to learn your complete craft. So you're going to wait 10 years before you get started? So you just learn in the process as you go. You got to go in and get your feet wet. And then learn as you go, right? Learn as you go. And a lot of people, they want to plan. They want to put all these plans together. Well, how many times have you put plans together and they didn't come together the way you planned it, right? So the thing is, it's good to plan, but don't overplan, if that makes sense, right? And a great way to plan things is to write things down. Write it on your whiteboard, on your vision board. Write it on a piece of paper and tape it to your mirror. Tape it to the back of your door so when you open up your door in the morning to go out, you see it. You see it in the bathroom, right? But the other thing is, as you achieve each one of those goals, you can put a check mark next to it that I achieved this, right? So make your own self, if you plan on your board, check it off, check the list off, okay? And yes, it's good to plan for the future, but it makes it much easier. You can plan, you know, for things to happen, and you can plan for your future. But again, what good is that if you never get started? Procrastination. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't get started because of fear. Because of fear. And I was always told that fear was only man-made. God did not create fear. Only men did. Man did, right? So getting over that fear and getting started is the most critical part of, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. Then a lot of times people have self-esteem issues. And with that, you know, again, having issues with maybe whatever your goal is, you don't want nobody, you know, anyone to tell you no. But I always tell people the word, oh, I've never seen it kill anybody. The word no, a person, yeah. Well, I haven't seen nobody kill anybody, but I'm saying the word no actually has not killed anyone that I know of. Okay, but yet it kills a lot of people. You know, energy, it kills their self-esteem. But it's just a word, guys. It's just a word. Okay, and yes, it's a word we don't want to hear. But hey, we're gonna be using that for the rest of our life, right? And we're gonna either use it. We either going to say it or we going to hear it, okay? And so I tell people, even when you know, sometimes I want you to think about this. Have you told your spouse no? Have you told your kids no? And have you even told yourself no when it was something you wanted and you didn't have the money to get it? It didn't kill anyone, so why let that word be so big in your mind and in your heart, right? I like when people tell me no. I'm not going to even lie. I like when they tell me no because it gets me closer to my yeses. That's how I look at it. It gets me closer to my yeses. And so, you know, the way, you know, you just got to find ways to boost up your self-esteem, right, so that you can be able to reach your goals faster, right? I mean, that's the only way to get it done is to get started. Gain momentum, boost your self-esteem so you can get to your goals faster, right? And change how you see, look at yourself. You got to change how you look at yourself. Hey, I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, when I started getting around different people, I started seeing more value in me than I was that I was seeing in other people. And the crazy thing is people be seeing more of me. And I'm like, still to this day, I still struggle with that. I'm not going to lie. But I can say that I'm a whole lot better than where I was when I started, if that makes sense. But a lot of people see stuff in me that I don't see. So it's all about wanting to change how you feel and see yourself, right? And that's the way you can, that's the only way you can, you know, actually take action is changing those things, doing self-development for yourself. And anybody else that's around you, if they're interested, introduce them to self-development, right? So that they can eventually help themselves. And so that's my final take on the eight critical reasons why, you know, the eight reasons why it's critical to get started. And so, guys, hey, this was only a short segment, but I want to get in here and get this information in your ear so that you can get started. And if you wrote all those notes down, there right now, it shouldn't be no reason why you shouldn't get started. And those are the things you need to work on, right? If you still don't get started, those are the things you got to work on. So with that being said, hey, thank you for coming on the Faith Focus Fitness Blog Talk Show. And I'll see you guys tomorrow, okay? I'll see you guys tomorrow.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon. said, never trap.